Nearly 100 students from Juno Douglas High School at Yada'ot Kathlay left class on Thursday to walk to the Alaska State Capitol. Juno Douglas senior Rachel Wood spoke into a megaphone, calling on the governor and the legislators who voted to sustain his veto of education funding to answer them. But inside, Fairbanks Democratic Senator Scott Kawasaki said they were nowhere to be found.
I suspect they're hiding in their offices right now.
Juno Douglas Sr. Carmen Farr held a sign that said, "Remember Article 7, Section 1. That's the section in the Alaska Constitution that mandates that the legislature fund public schools.
It's the legislature's responsibility to maintain public school systems, and I think the veto is kind of failing us there, because we can see that everything's kind of crumbling beneath us.
The Juno School District is facing a $10 million budget deficit next year. The bipartisan bill Dunleavy vetoed last month would have cut that in half. The district is relying on school closures and staff cuts to fill the budget gap. Juno Douglas student Rain Bell says no matter what the Juno School District did to fix the deficit, the quality of education was still going to decline without help from the state.
We're still losing. There are kids who aren't going to be able to get the resources they need and aren't going to be able to succeed.
Across town in the Mendenhall Valley, about 50 students walked out of Thunder Mountain High School. The district school closure plan turns Thunder Mountain into a middle school and puts all 9th through 12th graders at Juno Douglas High School Yada'ot Kathlay. Thunder Mountain freshman Harbor Winton said increased state funding might have spared students from such drastic changes.
It's really heartbreaking, to be honest, because as a freshman here, I was planning to do my sports here, make friends here, graduate here like my friends and family have. And it's just really upsetting because now we have to go to JD. The high schools are going to be combined and it's unfair and we're still going to be in debt. And if the student BSA would have been increased like it should have like 7 years ago because of inflation, we wouldn't be having to deal with this crisis as it is now.
Students are already feeling the effects of budget cuts this year. The district has put limits on printing and other supplies. And senior Lauren Stickert says teachers are worried about their jobs.
It's important to keep schools open. It's important to have teachers keep their jobs. It's important to have supplies. I mean, we've been limited to 6 sheets of paper for this year because there's no money.
And Thunder Mountain freshman Dalnoy Keaton says she's disappointed in state leaders.
Personally, right now, I don't want to raise my kids in a state that has, like, really bad decisions that are being made. Like, we need education funding. It's just a must.
House lawmakers have set aside the equivalent of a $680 per student increase in the latest draft of the state's operating budget. But even if that passes and survives the governor's veto pen, it's another round of one-time funding. With help from KTOO's Katie Anastas, I'm Clarice Larson in Juneau.